The U.S. Forest Service wants visitors to the Kaibab to snap photos of plants and animals and submit them to an online database. The project will run throughout 2017. Spokesperson Mark Cristiano says participants need to download a free smartphone app called iNaturalist.
It automatically collects a lot of the data for us. So, for example, you're not just getting the photo, but you get the location where the photo was taken, the timestamp. This generates really good data that the forest can directly use at the end of the year.
People can also submit audio clips, for example, of birdsong. Experts will then weigh in on the identity of the species. Biologists plan to use the data to monitor rare or invasive species and to inform management decisions. Jackie Banks is the Kaibab's public affairs officer.
We see this as a way that our visitors can receive expert feedback on their discoveries, and we think it's a great way that we can connect our Forest Service biologists with citizen scientists and to really encourage that exploration of the Kaibab National Forest.
The Kaibab covers 1.5 million acres and is divided by the Grand Canyon. I'm Melissa Savini in Flagstaff.